Hello. I'm often asked the question regarding our brokerage fee, Fox 1%. How do you do that and still be a profitable company? And oftentimes realtors with other firms will say they can't do that. They can't do 1% listing side. They've got to charge more. You're not getting the same service. Frankly, I believe that this is called an appropriate fee. Have been licensed since 1985, the top 200 realtors in the country, and found that we are paid very much money, quite a bit of money for short-term relationships. A house sells in 3 days, and the realtor makes, on the listing side, $12,000, $8,000, $16,000, $20-something thousand for 3 days. Oftentimes, when a property comes on the market, there's pent-up demand, and you can see it by studying the data. A realtor comes to the kitchen table and tells you they have a marketing plan, an unbelievable marketing plan. They're going to find the buyer. And in reality, they don't have to find the buyer. There is pent-up demand. Generally, if you look at the data, it's your property anywhere in the country, and let's say there's 10 houses for sale in your price point within a mile or two, similar style. Yet, there's another 12 that are under contract, or even 8 that are under contract in that same quadrant, the same price point. That's a 1-to-1 ratio. Furthermore, the data says that properties in the area near your home are selling 40% or more are selling in 3 weeks. Which means there's pent-up demand. Furthermore, when you look at the properties that have closed, in those properties, if they exceed, generally, we have found an equation, if it exceeds 30% of the properties are selling at list price or above, further evidence. We look for so much evidence, is there pent-up demand? This has become scientific, how analysts or our team, realtors, can determine how hot your market is. Instead of just saying, it's pretty hot, I can feel it's pretty hot, you look at the supply, the demand, the momentum in the first 21 days should be at least 40% selling in 3 weeks or less. If we're looking at another 30%, 3 out of 10 selling at list price or above, we've seen areas where 5 or 6 out of every 10 is selling over list price. In Los Angeles, in that area, Los Angeles, 60% of the properties are going over list price. The question is, are the realtors geniuses? Or is there pent-up demand? The price-appropriate broker fee on the listing side, I believe when we're identifying a property that has high demand, for a realtor to charge 3.3%, which generally represents a 6% commission. They take 6, they pay 2.7, they keep 3.3. Around that area, they're taking 5 or 6 or 7% listing, and the listing side's getting 3 or 4%. Why isn't it 1% when there's serious pent-up demand in the corridor? Because for your property, as you listen to this, if you have ratios similar to what I've shared with you, and there's more economic indicators that every realtor can put their hands on if they give it to you, or are they focusing only on their marketing program, that's what's going to bring the buyers through. If you cannot measure the demand, the pent-up demand, you're missing something huge and overpaying for the brokerage fee. So in summary on this topic, when there are 5 to 7 buyers ready to buy your property, you can see from these indicators that I've talked about, and there's more, that your brokerage fee on the listing side should be lower, because if it sells in 3 days, it had little or nothing to do with the realtor. It was access to the dance, a ticket to the dance. The dance is the MLS. Zillow is, I can say a little bit like an eHarmony website. The MLS is like Match.com. eHarmony, there's very few people, I'm talking from personal experience, there's very few people that are on that. Match.com, that's where it's almost like a community. There's so many people at that site. Well, eHarmony is Zillow, Match.com is MLS. There are far more matches, buyer matches, looking through the MLS feed, which means that there's more pent-up demand. So as soon as you show up, no matter how good that realtor is or how bad that realtor is, if you've got the right pictures, profile, and price on your property, and the market conditions are really healthy, marketing isn't always the answer to pay an extra 2%, 2.5, 3, whatever it is on the listing side. It's to drive the brokerage fee down on the listing side, keep the buyer's agent, don't shortchange them, and go lower on the listing side. It's going to sell. The question is, what are you paying for? And I believe it's not always marketing as much as market insight. If you have proper market insight, look at this scientifically, and you say that we can measure the demand, you can measure how many buyers are looking for your property, price it correctly, and don't get multiple offers. When somebody says, I got four offers on my property, it's like you underpriced your property. And I would rather raise the price up and have the seller be coachable and reduce if it's not purchased within a certain period of time or amount of buyers that look at the property. There's a lot to the strategy there. But just to summarize, should your brokerage fee be 2 or 3%, again, 10, 15% commission, or 5% commission to the listing agent? You be the judge. Are you in a pent-up demand marketplace? Do you need super heavy marketing or a market insight for that beginning strategy? And when I wrap all this summary up, all these audios, it's a full service program that we're doing. There is no compromise. And we do everything and then some that other real estate companies do. I've been doing this since 1985. It's a full service program, regardless what other realtors say, they can't do that. It's like they don't want us to do that. They don't want to set the precedent that the brokerage fees and the listing side are being brought down to the level they should be. There are so many products, there's so many stores in America that are changing the relationship with the marketplace, driving prices down. Grocery businesses are doing this, all kinds of businesses, driving the prices down to better serve the consumer. All right, well, thank you for listening, and let's go on to the next audio.